Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Say it.
We got to get out of here, John. See you on the other side, brother.
All right, mate. See you on the other side.
And in the meantime, here's the late, great Lowell George reminding you to...
This is a top to, we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra... This is a top to, we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show right here on the Horn. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn the conversation to conservation. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and CityNet, citynet.net. B1 Louder by ringing 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366, or use your free minutes by dialing direct 304-658-5453. Yeah. Ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard Fox Up here for, the hell is it, a Wednesday night? Yeah, Thursday afternoon, Thursday morning, all depending on where you reside on this beautiful blue marble, such that it still is. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm just having so much trouble taking this Republican convention seriously. You know, I can't be the only one. I cannot be the only one. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, track of the day, and damn it, 36-some thousand songs on tap, and I don't have what I want. I so wanted, and it struck me, you know, when Palin went off on her, now instead of, again, to avoid talking about myself, I'm going to talk about John McCain. And I just wanted to play Women in Uniform from the Skyhooks, but I don't have it. Oh, I'm just so bummed. So, I couldn't think of anything else that worked. I wanted to play Women in Uniform. But hey, what are you going to do? But as I was saying to Bob during the horn section, I'm like not gloating. It's not that. I'm just watching them self-destruct, and I'm kind of finding it funny. I just the whole kind of vibe of this convention is just so stale, and in a system. See, this is one of the things that I've come to understand more and more since I've lived outside of the States, you know, especially here in Australia where we have mandatory voting. Is, you know, so much, and this is what makes the American system so much different than from every other, you know, so-called democracy, is it's not just about getting your message across. And I mean, this is what screws us so often. It's the fact that you have to motivate people to go out and vote. Do you think that this, you know, okay, yeah, it's going to go for some of the red meat eaters. But, you know, you're middle-of-the-road Republican. Do you think this is going to, you know, spark you to go out and vote? How many people might stay home on that side? You know, I mean, like I was saying about the Democratic Convention, you know, it's a product launch. These conventions are product launches. And, you know, you kind of have to keep that in mind when watching, you know, these events. So, you know, and it's all, you know, that's what it is. And you kind of need to have that. You know, and it's the big boo. Well, as far as the Republicans, you know, for those that are usually really good at staging things, it was a big nothing. A big fat nothing. And, you know, McCain's going to come out there and just be, you know, unfortunately, this old stuffed shirt. Going, hey, have you seen my vice president's ass yet? I mean, this is just pathetic. It's just pathetic. So, you know, I don't have a particular track of the day, but I have actually had a couple of emails. When the first night that I did the self-streaming experiment, when I first just kind of had music running to, you know, say, am I connected? I was playing, and this is kind of also just dealing with one of those musical demons in my head. It's been going over and over in my head, and I kind of need to hear it to get it loose so it's not just in perpetual loop. But and this song does this to me fairly often, and a few people just said, oh, that's really interesting, what is it? Well, you obviously missed it when I played it as a track of the day, but Crack the Sky. And actually, we're going to get the guys from Crack the Sky on the show here pretty soon. We've got kind of an open invitation for an interview, and I just need to hook it up. So I think I'm going to hook that up pretty soon, because they're an old political band, and I've always dug them, and I just think that this song still applies. It's just a great song, and I never tire of it. And so, because I couldn't find Women in Uniform, damn it, I will hunt, I will find, because it could come in handy in the future. So, Crack the Sky with Nuclear Apathy. Maybe not. Okay, John will just find that file again. Don't you hate when that happens? We'll go for something else. Good one, John. Smooth. Nice. Glad you're producing your own show. That was smooth. All right, we'll do some more of the new Spearhead. Here we go. Life in the city.
Fake it. But one morning the clock will chime and no more birds come flying by. Temperatures keep rising higher. 16 bullets come flying by. And I, pull your hands up high, cause you never know how long you're gonna live till you die. I, pull your hands up high, cause you never know how long you're gonna live till you die. Well, let me hit you with the missile, hit you with the bomb, hit you with the launch, try to take your home. Break into your house and and got enough force, lining the people up against the wall. When the truth comes out, all hell will call it. Someday Guantanamo will fall. Until that day, we all will ride on. I, throw your hands up high, cause you never know how long you're gonna live till you die. I, put your hands up high, cause you never know how long you're gonna live till
just
you
life
die.
In the city.
Living with the TV on, then radio play the same 10 songs. Set your clock by which one's on, and watching the news try to see what's wrong. Find somebody else to blame it on. Hope they never come and research you, cause your grandmother was an immigrant too. So if you love somebody, better tell them so. You never, ever, ever know when they're gonna go. If they love you back, just give thanks. Can't keep love like money in the bank, no.
God just doesn't miss. He just doesn't miss. Well, okay, I fixed the problem that I have with the other song, so we're going to go there. Because that's where I wanted to go in the first place. The demon must be exorcised. Here we go, Crack the Sky. Thank you.
Been
There we go. Hey, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. Put that track on. I'm looking out the back door, and all of a sudden I see this red sweatshirt and ponytail come around the back. And who is it but my good friend Scott Barry, who's kindly making coffee on the other side of the studio complex. And And I was asking him, you know, I said, do you even know this Crack the Sky thing? He's going, man, it sounds familiar. And then halfway through, he goes, holy crap, it's Rush. And I reckon he's kind of spot on there. But the one thing is, in this band, they all played one instrument at a time. None of that, look at me, I'm Geddy Lee. However, I don't know if Scott happened to catch Rush on the Colbert Report. I'll have to show him that, because it was the first time they'd been on American television in like 18 years, and they played live, and it was hysterical, and they made it like the outro was so long that it went the whole day till the next show. Yeah, and then they wake up Colbert at his desk as they're finishing off the end of the song. It was hysterical, but anyway, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, that's such a sign of like. You know, here I go back to that piece about how anti-intellectualism is destroying America. It's just such a sign, you know, even though, you know, I bucked the trend and didn't think that Neil Peart was the greatest drummer that ever lived. I thought he was pretty fantastic, but, you know, I kind of did buck the trend of my era and say, hey, you ever hear this guy called Buddy Rich? Gene Krupa? But that But, you know, we've left behind this time where, like, challenging musicians, like these guys from Crack the Sky, you know, really, really challenging musicians were part of what was even considered mainstream. And now it's just all spoon-fed absolute crap. Oh, okay. Scott can deal with something for me, actually. Okay. Mr. Scratch Perry came up on the program yesterday. You kind of know what I have. Because just to prove that I wasn't full of shit, I played something from the laboratory. But what would you recommend as a great example of, because Lee Scratch Perry is a serious oversight, that I haven't played properly. So, you know, David from Maine is in the chat room, the guy who brought it up. And so I'm wondering, you know, because you know the guy pretty well. You've worked with him, right? Yes. Scary? Oh, would you like to explain Scary? Only in the same way as Scary Dylan, he tells me. Okay, so let's see. Let's find the... Or Elvis. Okay, Scott never worked with Elvis, but did work with his guitar player. Who worked with everybody, Barbra Streisand. You see, it's only, what, 6 degrees of separation. You can get anywhere in the music business. all right, Scott, we have from the secret laboratory, Lord God music and reggae greats. Where should I go? Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Yeah.
Police and Thieves is obviously incredibly important, and The Clash will tell you that as well. I would say a personal favourite, Seven Devils Dead.
Seven Devils Dead. Looking. Which one? You thought I was dead. No. Oh, Seven Devils Dead, I found it. Okay, here we go. Lee Scratch Perry, by recommendation of Mr. B1 Louder himself. Here we go. Seven Devils Dead.
Lufthansa, help me solve the problem. Give me the answer. Jungle Lion, and the King of Zion. History foretold, and the mystery ain't told. Say, history foretold, and the mystery.
Too funny. So this is regarding Lee working with Lee Scratch Perry as Scott was just talking to me off air here for a second. So was this in regards to Lee Scratch Perry, what you were telling me?
It's this aspect of scary. It's like because you revere these people long before you get to work with them most times. Like people like Dylan or Lee Scratch Perry or somebody that's seminal in how you perceive music, you know. If I'd only been lucky enough to work with the Beatles or, you know, the Rolling Stones or something. But with the Beatles, I remember a quote from Alan Parsons, who was producing, and Paul McCartney turned to him at some stage and said, "I want it to sound more blue." And there was a long, pregnant pause, but Parsons scratched his head and scoured the console and miraculously going, "Well, I'm from a technical background and I can, but where's the blue button?"
I'm seeing that Far Side cartoon, you know, what's his name's last night as a sound guy when he went for the suck button. And, you know, I was just saying in the chat room that I think if I just don't play music for the rest of the night, I'm just going to go off and just talk about how pathetic Palin was and is and how just this stinks of desperation. But I do have one other track that I had in mind, and this one just has to go straight out to good old Mitt Romney, Mr. I comb. How was it that Bob said it? You know, he looks like he combs his hair with olive oil and a spoon. This one's for you, mate. Everything that you said in that speech was nothing but just crap ass hypocrisy. Here you go. This Tool is for you.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your head. I hold deep in muddy waters. You practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow the cradle, then burn the evidence down. Soapbox house of carbon. Tossing your stones around. You must have been
Yeah, I'm just figuring, screw it. You know, I'm not going to just go and have a hemorrhage over just how bad it all was. Because I think they're playing into our hot little hands. Scott was just making comment about just how, like, you know, in so many ways it's cynical and, you know, it's just desperate and it's just horrible. And so I'm just going to make it up as we go along because, hey, I can. And I'm not sure where this is going to come down. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to play this off MySpace page because I actually haven't grabbed it myself. But David sent this to me, and it's this guy by the name of Mr. Liff, and obviously a rapper. Well, I shouldn't say obviously, but coming from David, chances are pretty good. And he reckons that this is just a kick-ass track, and it's all kind of about what's been going on. So here we go, Mr. Liff and Presidential Report. Let's see if we can get this happening here. Yes, no, maybe. Yes, no, maybe. Maybe not. Well, so much for your MySpace player there, mate. It doesn't work. So where are we going to go? We're going to go somewhere. You know, and I had all up yesterday, and I reckon y'all have caught up by now. This just really, really freakish thing that's just occurred way up north where, you know, the polar ice shelf is split in half. And, you know, there's this really simple property when it comes to, you know, frozen liquids floating in their liquid counterpart. And it all has to do with transfer of heat and surface area. And so when one huge piece of ice cracks down the middle, especially the way this one has, you probably added, another 30-40% to that surface area easily. And just like everything else I've been talking about for all, you know, as all the science has come in, all of it ends up being part of a feedback loop. And this is the thing that everyone has to get their head around is, you know, we've been feeding into this system and now it's hearing itself and it just continues to accelerate. And this is what we've seen, why all the models always end up being kind of, you know, outdated by the time they come out. You know, it's because it's accelerating. And even the, you know, there have been, you know, especially the rates of, you know, increase in ocean temperature have always, you know, exceeded expectations. And again, it's this feedback loop, the carbon, you know, the carbon situation where, you know, we have these dead sea areas. And they just end up creating more, and you end up having where the ocean, this huge carbon sink, is starting to fail, and we just keep pumping more into it. And it's just this never-ending thing. And so, you know, we're not going to see, you know, results right away. And you're going to see fluctuations on the way, but when you look at it in the long term, you cannot deny that we're seeing feedback loops in action. And did you hear anyone saying that they thought, you know, we see this thing getting ready to split? No, it just split. So I confidently project without much hesitation that, oh, you know, in like 4 years, we're going to get a whole bunch of research. It's going to go, holy crap, look at it melt. We didn't have any idea it was going to melt that fast. Holy shit. And then we're going to be having that damn conversation that even I don't want to ever have to have. But I wonder when the time's going to come that we're going to have it. Where places like New Orleans, are we going to be able to say, can we actually keep it from being underwater? Is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I Heard It Today News Network. I am.
Hey, there you go. Send a link with an autoplay. You always love that. Was that it, David? Was that it? Is that Mr. Liff? How far into that file do I have to listen before we actually hear the track? So I guess we'll check that out. But, you know, this is just another sign of, you know, what's happening. As, you know, we got all these distractions of, you know, we've got, you know, the political pageants going on and all this shit. But, yes, it's still going on. We're not paying attention. So, anyway, send David from Maine. I haven't even had a chance to listen to this. I'm horrible. Here you go, Mr. Liv.
I am Reporter Slaughter, bringing you up to speed on events of the recent past, the present, and looking towards the future.
Listen up, people, I'm your daily reporter. I've seen slaughter, so now I got a couple things to offer.
July 08.
Obama heads overseas. He's so presidential, made it look like a breeze. Embraced by the leaders of several nations. I can't name a magazine, I ain't see his face in. This sent the whole McCain can't face it. So they decide to find a way to try to dissuade him. Calling him arrogant and making disparaging remarks. Damn, they got it down to a nod. An old man whining for attention's not a good look. Obama running sick, our motherfuckers are shook.
Yes, Reporter Slaughter back with some breaking news. Apparently Russian troops have invaded the Georgian territory. Russia and Georgia have had tensions for years. However, what makes this conflict particularly curious is the fact that on May 6, 2008, the U.S. signed the 123 agreement with Russia to lift Cold War bans on energy trade.
McCain's main angle is that he's the best commander-in-chief. If there's any beef, then he'll provide relief. He's claiming that Obama's not ready for such tasks. And when I heard this shit, it worried me fast. I started thinking back to 9/11, and what they did to get us to embrace the current president. And as a resident of this country devolves, I'm still mentally scarred. We got it real hard. A new military state plays into the hands of Republicans, so they put McCain on the stand. Now enters Russia, new U.S. ally. Even though they haven't severed their Iran ties, Russia built Iran a nuclear reactor. But isn't Iran a known U.S. detractor? U.S. dependency on Russia for nuclear energy has got them sleeping with the motherfuckers.
Will the United States government use this conflict between Russia and Georgia to usher McCain into the presidency? It seems so. Before this new military conflict, the environment in America played into the hands of Barack Obama. Now, I'd have to say, quite conveniently, it works toward McCain.
They manufacture an environment. They manufacture an environment. They find us. They find us. They buy it.
And you just don't know when it's going to end. Caught off guard there. Anyway, we're just playing, you know, this is what happens when you do a radio show, you know, on the other side of the planet. You know, it might be midnight where, you know, the so-called focus audience is, but you know, it's the middle of the afternoon here, and every once in a while people drop by. So you know, I'm pseudo playing hooky here. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking of stuff to play, and this album just screams at me, and I just don't know which one to play. So I'm just going to play this one. Here you go. Perfect Circle.
Thank you. mention no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or
there are songs that just continue to have more and more poignancy as time goes by. But, you know, I was just explaining to Scott the difference between, like, the two conventions, the way things have kind of gone down and, you know, simple realities that, you know, at the Democratic National Convention, you know, we had veterans march on the convention even without permits and illegally, and they were met by representatives of the main, you know, of the Obama campaign to take their petition, take their, you know, materials and schedule a meeting for them to discuss their, you know, particular issues when at an appropriate time. But in Minnesota, we see Amy Goodman arrested. I'm still kind of coming to terms with this whole concept that Amy Goodman, one of the last true people's journalists, you know, I mean, democracynow.org has, you know, created the only national nightly newscast, or daily, or it's in the morning, actually, y'all's time, you know, that none of the corporate sponsorship stuff, and it's not short attention span theater, just infotainment news. You know, sometimes when I even sit and watch Democracy Now, because it's so counter to the way news is spoon-fed in these little itty-bitty things, I'll sometimes find myself, like, vague and then go, wait a minute, actually, this is because I'm just not used to getting this much information. And the fact that she's just going to, you know, she's been asked to, you know, as far as I've been able to tell from her accounts, you know, two of her producers are arrested. She goes down to find out what's going on, and they arrest her for responding when asked to respond. I mean, this whole thing just screams, what the hell happened to the political process? And this has to show. This has to shine through. You know, even if I know the media is not covering it, which really sucks. But I think it's become, you know, if you look at the numbers, people aren't getting their news solely from these mainstream media sources. They are looking elsewhere. And, you know, when someone's got a camera out and they capture things, it gets harder to spin it. You know, especially when you see a producer, you know, being done up in a parking lot by a three-way pincer move by black, no insignia wearing freaking cops. And they pull a pincer move and pull these protesters into a parking lot in which they can't escape. And then you watch this person get belted, thrown to the ground, with one cop's foot in her back, and the other one being confused that it probably didn't work real well to try and pull someone by their leg when someone else is standing on their back, while saying, "Face down!" I'm really hoping that a little bit more of America gets to, you know, is getting an idea of what continuing down this track can mean. It's freaky, freaky, freaky shit. And to hear Mitt Romney, that piece of shit, to stand there and say the Democrats are the party of Big Brother, after all the FISA shit that this Republican administration has pulled, all the crap that they have done with wiretapping, and the Democrats, yeah, they didn't stand up too well. But it wasn't they weren't the administration that put in all this crap that we didn't have to worry about people's civil rights in the first place. I do hope that that you know, especially after tonight, you know, it's just kind of like chalk and cheese. Fuck, how hollow are the Republicans? And we just, you know, we don't have to attack. We just have to just keep pointing out the fact that, like, that's a joke. That is a man that doesn't even want it. McCain doesn't even want it. That's why he's sabotaging it. And I still reckon this woman's going to withdraw before Election Day. I'd still put some money on it. With that said, there we go. Thanks for being with us today. Oh, thanks to Scott Berry at B1 Ladder Productions for a whole bunch of the music today. Thanks to Ben Birch at the White Rose Society for the streaming and the archives. Thanks to Coal River Mountain Watch. Thanks for everything that you do for us, crmw.net. And don't forget about Coal River Wind. CoalRiverWind.org. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I shoved my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, cut me working for you. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right? Put up a fence to keep me out, or to keep Mother Nature in. If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking at the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read? Membership card to get inside. At the end of it all.